Book of Matthew chapter 17, and then the book of Mark chapter 9. Again, we welcome all of our guests. We're glad that you are here. If you could stand with me for the reading of the word, it's our tradition and honor of the word. Praise God. Tonight we will be having service. It starts at 6 o'clock in the prayer room right here to my left, to your right. And we will be praying from 6 to 6:30. And then the service starts here in the sanctuary at 6:30. It's going to be a powerful night. Sunday night at Way of Life is a powerful service that you don't want to miss. Amen. Then Wednesday night is going to be Better Way of Life Wednesday. Come casual. We have snacks and things out in the foyer. And then we will join together in all the different places, the different ages, different groups for Bible lesson. And our adults are continuing our series on the spiritual gifts and or the gifts of the Spirit. And we are going to be studying that this week. You don't want to miss that. Matthew 17 and 1. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart. And was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias, or Elijah, talking with them. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. And then Mark 9 and 2 gives us an account of this as well. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh him, Peter and James and John, and leadeth them up into a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his raiment became shining, exceeding white as snow, so as no fuller on earth can white them. And there appeared unto them Elijah with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. For he wist not what to say, for they were sore afraid. And there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. And suddenly, when they had looked around about, they saw no man anymore save Jesus only with themselves. Jesus called the disciples, Peter, James, and John, into a high mountain. He called them apart, separate, away from the crowd. And there they saw him like they had never seen him before. And so this morning, I just want to preach to you on this wise, and I've simply entitled it Beyond. Beyond. My prayer for 2018 is for the Lord to take me back and beyond every high place, to take me back and beyond every deep place that I have ever experienced. I'm thankful that I have signposts in my life. I can look back and I say, God spoke to me there. He showed me something there. He changed my direction there. But oh, I want you to know today that if you truly want an encounter with the one that created everything, the Holy One of heaven, the one that upholds everything, that you can have it. It is a whosoever will, let them come. Call today. I feel a call of the Lord for myself and for every individual that is hungry today to go beyond. The gravity of God is pulling me, drawing me to a place that I have never been before. Oh, can we bow our heads? Lord, I feel your confirmation in this place today. Lord, that you would open the eyes of your servants. Lord, that they may see that you desire to take us apart, that you desire to take us to a place that is higher, that is deeper, that is farther than we have ever gone before. Lord, I ask you to stir our hearts today, that you would help me to present the burden, that there would be a gravity in this place that draws everyone to a greater desire in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, could you put your Bibles down, your hands together? Amen. Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. Before you're seated, why don't you turn to your neighbor and just tell him, I want to go beyond. I want to go beyond. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. I'm a Texas boy, and I'm not really big into snow. It's good to look at in a picture or a video, but I'm not sure I'd want to trade places with these fellows going up the side of the mountain here. It looks really cold. I'm sure they're having a great time. But I am fascinated by the process of climbing. I'm fascinated that these men and women will put themselves on the edge of danger. You know, when I'm not really scared of heights, so I like going up and I like looking down, but I like something to take me up there. I don't really want to climb. You know, I want to take a cable car, or I want to take a tram, or I want to take a train or a car. I want to get up there and I want to see the sights because it's beautiful. I love the mountains and it is beautiful to see, but I don't really have the desire to climb in a physical sense. But I am fascinated by those that do, and I see them just clinging to the edges. And we spent a little time in New Mexico and went up to the Sandia Mountains, and we were going up the side of the mountain in this cable car gondola type thing, and we were going up there, and our guide was pointing things out. This is a canyon, this is a canyon. And then she pointed out one particular wall, and she said, I forget the name of it, I wish I could remember, but it's a particular wall. And she said, this is where climbers love to come and climb, but it is one of the most dangerous places for them to climb because the rock that it is made out of is so hard that it doesn't really give itself to the equipment that they use for the spikes and for the rope and all that sort of thing. It's too hard to get the spikes in, or whatever they call it. I'm sure I'm not using the right term. But she said, so instead of climbing with harness and with rope and with these spikes and these places that you can grab a hold to, they have to hand climb it. I'm like, No, not me. In fact, my stomach kind of turned over about three times just when the mental image of somebody clinging to that wall with nothing but their grip. I was like, that's not me. But it fascinates me, the kind of person that would do that, that would get out there, that would put themselves in peril just to say they did it, because they're not really going anywhere, right? They just get up there and they look around and they come down. But the fact that somebody enjoys that sort of thing and has the courage or the craziness to do it fascinates me. And so I was looking at this the greatest trek, I guess, in our world today, and it's climbing Mount Everest. And you just kind of try to wrap your mind around this process. It is, Mount Everest is 29,029 feet tall. Wow. Everest is the world's tallest mountain. It straddles Nepal and Tibet. Now, how do you get there? You have to go to Nepal and go from that side, or you go to Kathmandu and you go up that side, and it's a long way. Many spend weeks, they get there. It takes them about 10 days to actually get close, and then it takes about 3 weeks to hike all the way in to the base. And then they will spend weeks of time at the base just getting used to the climate, getting used to the lack of oxygen because it's already really high at the base of Mount Everest. And you see this process. The base camp is 17,500 feet. That's pretty tall. And so you see this dedication that they have. And over the last years, there's been about 300 people die trying to make it to the top just to say they did. There are at least 300 people to have known to die. There's probably others. What's amazing is about 200 people remained there dead on the mountain because they couldn't get them down. In fact, when we were going up that gondola, they pointed out another place where there was a plane wreck that happened way back in the 1940s or 50s. I think it was 50s. And there was a plane that lost its way in a storm and hit the side, and 16 people died. The lady said it took them 2 years to get up there to get them out, to get the bodies out. Crazy. But this is an amazing, powerful process. It takes anywhere from $30,000 to $100,000 to get to the top of Everest by the time you buy your equipment, you hire your help, and you get there. It is an expensive process. Not only is it expensive, but it is a dangerous process. It's a time-consuming process. And when they get there, they look around and then they go back down. There's no hotel up there. There's no restaurant up there. You're not getting anything for it except for the view and the pictures. And later on, you get to be the life of the party and tell everybody you went to the top of Mount Everest. That's pretty expensive, $30,000 to $100,000 plus probably 3 months of your life. And that's if you make it. It could actually cost you more than $30,000 to $100,000. It could cost your life. But some people have this call to go higher, to reach further, to go beyond what normal people would go. Now, there is a place in the kingdom where the crowd gathers. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm thankful for the crowd, but I believe that there are some people in this house today that are going to be a catalyst for what God is going to do in this church, in your neighborhood, in your family, on your job, in your school, because there is something that is calling into your heart. Say, hey, come a little bit farther. Come a little bit higher. Come away just a little bit more so that I can show you some things that you have never seen. And I can reveal to you some things that have not been revealed. And so that I can speak into your life some things that you have never heard. And so I feel a call on this first Sunday of 2018. And then I've already mentioned it's going to be a great year. There's going to be some powerful things happen in the spirit. There's going to be wonderful things happen in the practical. And things are going to progress and begin to move. And that's wonderful. But oh, more than that, there is something down deep inside that I want to go beyond just surviving in the kingdom. But oh, I want to go to a place where I am thriving in the spirit, where God is moving me in a different place, when he's speaking to me and calling me to a deeper realm. Man, I'm called to go higher. I feel the call of Jesus come and tap me on the shoulder and say, hey, come on with me. Come on, well, where are we going? Don't matter. Just come with me. They did not realize. Peter, James, and John did not have any clue when they woke up that day that it was going to be this different kind of day. But Jesus tapped them on the shoulder. He said, hey, you leave the other nine behind. I'm going to take you somewhere where you have never been. And when they got there, the Bible says that he transformed. He transfigured in front of them. And what was opened up in their eyes was not just another man, not just another prophet, but he revealed to them that there was something heavenly inside of that earthen vessel that was born one night in Bethlehem, but there was something inside of him that was never born. There was something inside of him that was eternal. There was something inside of him that was greater than the sum of his physical parts. But there was an invisible part of him that they could not perceive and they could not see. But he took them to a place that was higher to show them something that they had never seen before. And so he revealed his glory to them. And not only was he transfigured, but their mindset was transformed. Now they were fearful. It was a place they'd never been before. They saw things they'd never seen before. And then not only that, there was four of them when they got there. And by the time the light shined upon them, they looked around and there was two more guys. There was Moses and there was Elijah. Some of the greatest prophets of the Old Testament, their history. Here they stood with them. Can you imagine a lowly fisherman, just lowly people, Galileans? Here they are standing with the Old Testament royalty in their mindset. Moses and Elijah. Can you imagine how they felt? Jesus was trying to put into their mind several things. It's like, hey, first of all, I'm more than what you see. Second of all, you're more. All right, come on, you got to come with me now. He's telling them, hey, I want you to know that I am more than what you see. And here I am letting you see me for who I am. And not only that, I'm revealing to you people that are your heroes. These are heroes of the faith. They grew up hearing about Moses and about Elijah, and about the Exodus, and about Mount Carmel, and about the prophets, and about the miracles, and about the fire, and about the wind, and about all the powerful things that these men were a part of. So listen, come with me. Not only is Jesus showing, hey, there's more to me, but he told Peter, James, and John, hey, you may feel like just lowly Galileans. But I've called you apart to show you that you are more than you think you are. Because here you, not only are you getting to be with me, but now I'm putting you on the same mountain with Moses and Elijah that you looked up to, that all of these stories have been told all your life. And here I am. I'm revealing that I'm more than you thought I was. And you're more than you think you are. And every time God calls us apart, calls us aside, calls us higher, what is he trying to do in our lives? And what is he wanting to do with this simple message from your pastor today? Two things. He's wanting you to know, hey, I'm more. Whatever you think I am, whatever your mental ascent is, whatever your understanding of who I am and what I can do and what I have done, whatever you think, whatever you try to express, I want you to know today that I'm more than that. I'm above and beyond. I am the I am that I am. I am everything that you need. I'm everything that you didn't think you need. I'm everything in between. I am all of it. No matter how big your problem, no matter how great your battle, I am better. I am beyond. So hear the message today. He's greater than your problem. He's greater than your failure. He's greater than your past. He's greater than your expectation. He's greater. He's beyond it. And that's great news, but here's greater news. Because the accuser of the brethren wants to come around and say, you can't, you won't, you never will be. There is no way you can be used. But I am telling you today that God is revealing to your heart that you are more than you think you are. All it takes is a little desire, a little hunger. Some people, Brother Williams, they're just satisfied to stay in the camp with the nine. And there's going to be some here, and we love everybody, from the new to the old to the young to the veteran. We love you. There's going to be some who are just satisfied to float along. But oh, there's some that are hearing the clarion call of the Lord today. Many are called, but few are chosen. It doesn't mean he's saying, hey, here's a call for everyone. And then, oh, no, I'm just going to take you and you and you. No, that's not what it means. It means few step up. There's a few that step out. There's a few that pray, that sacrifice, that pay the price, that are willing to get their hands dirty climbing. Because climbing is a fearful process. It takes work. It takes physical ability. It will drain you physically, mentally, and emotionally because there is a price to pay. But I will say, and this is what everyone else has said about climbing Mount Everest. They say, why? Why? I say, well, the view. The view is worth the price. And if you're willing to go beyond, if you're willing to go beyond the normal, beyond the mundane, beyond the, okay, I'm just going to survive till Wednesday, and then I'm going to survive till Saturday, and then I'm going to survive till Sunday, and then I'm going to do it again, I'm going to just survive, and you're willing just to float along like that, you can float along, that's all right. But oh, there's some call in me that says I'm just not satisfied with just going through the motions of the day. But I want to go higher than I have ever been. I want to go back to the high places and beyond. I want to go back to the deep places and beyond. God is calling us to a place where he can use us in a powerful way. Ezekiel 47:1 says, afterward, he brought me again unto the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. For the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came down from the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward. He led me about without unto the utter gate by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line at his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits. And he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the ankles. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the knees. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters, and they were to the loins. Afterwards, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. I feel the call of God. Say, hey, come out a little further. There's some that they've only played in the shallows. I love to look at the mountains, but I really love the beach. I love the tropical climate. I'd rather have 100 degrees than 10 degrees any day of the week. And I love it. It's fun. It's fun to go down on the beach and let the waters roll up over your feet and you can feel the sand escaping out from under. That feeling, that's neat. It's nice to go stand in the waves where it kind of moves you back when it hits you. That's awesome. I've also gone out a little further when, you know, you could kind of control yourself, but every time the wave would come, it would lift you off your feet and push you back toward the shore, and then you'd be rushed back a little bit and over. But, oh, I tell you what I really love. I love to get out there in that clear blue water where you can look down through the goggles and you can see all the life and all the movement and all the beauty that is hidden beyond the waves. You got to get out. You got to get out beyond the breaks, because the closer the water gets to the shore, it's turbulence and it gets white. It's hard to see. But you get out there where it's clear. It's like you're in a swimming pool and you can look down and you see all the fish and you see the stingrays and the eagle rays and the eels and the sharks. Amen. Your heart starts to race. There's something about seeing what you've never seen before. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of the shallows. I'm tired of just the spiritual waters rushing past my knees. Tired of being just picked up for a moment and put back down. Tired of just the momentary movement of the Spirit. But oh, there is an angel. He's measuring out today. He's measuring out 1,000 cubits. He said, hey, come on out. There's waters to swim in. You don't have as much control out there. You got to go with the current. You're moved about where the water wants to take you. Oh, I want to be moved by the power. The wind bloweth where it listeth. You heareth the sound of it. So is everyone. So is everyone that is filled with the Spirit, set at liberty, moved about. Wherever the Spirit wants to take you, who's willing to go beyond this morning? Oh, I'm not calling for everybody today, but I'm calling for anybody today. I'm not picking and choosing today, but I'm calling for everyone. But I'm not, I don't expect all to respond, but those that are hungry, those that want to see things you've never seen before, those that you want to experience God like you've never experienced Him before, those that want to know that He's more than what you need, more than what you thought He was, more than what you had an understanding of. Or maybe even you want to understand, hey, I'm more. Amen. And now we speak of Peter, James, and John, and the disciples. We speak to them and speak about them in the same manner that we speak about Moses and Elijah and Elisha, and David. Just lowly fishermen, Galileans. But yet God showed them something they'd never seen before. And He showed them, hey, you can be more than what you are. Amen. We need to see, then we can be. If we can just see it, if we can just catch a glimpse of who He is and what He has called us to do. The Bible says that we are greater than John the Baptist. This is where I'm going to end today, and we're going to come and pray. Luke 7 and 26. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and much more than a prophet, this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare the way before thee. For I say unto you, among those that are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. He put John the Baptist above Moses and Elijah and Elisha and David and all the prophets. He said, but this, he said, but he that is the least in the kingdom of God is greater. Peter and James and John, they saw him. They saw him externally. But on the day of Pentecost, they received him internally. John the Baptist died before the day of Pentecost. He was an Old Testament prophet. He never experienced the Holy Ghost. Who is in the kingdom? Those that are born again. So that means the least in the kingdom is greater than Moses, the prophets, the angels, and all the things of the Old Testament, the heroes. They desired, they looked for, they longed for what you have access to today. Let's stand. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I feel a call to go beyond. The reason you're struggling in your faith today is not because God has left you, but it's because you haven't gone beyond. Somebody needs to go beyond. There's less struggle beyond. There's power beyond. There's vision beyond. Let's kneel. Let's give our hearts to Jesus today. I want to be what he called me to be. I want to be everything. I'm hungry for a move of God in my soul today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Take me beyond. Take me beyond, Lord. Take me beyond. Oh, Jesus. I'm not satisfied. I'm not satisfied. That's it. Let's press in. Let's press in. I'm not satisfied. Yes, Jesus. Oh, take me where I've never gone. Show me what I've never seen.
Lead me, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.